This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Mount Moriah fans are familiar with Heather McIntyre's heart-wrenching vocals, but maybe they're not familiar with her work with the summer camp Girls Rock NC. In fact, a lot of top performers in the Triangle music scene support Girls Rock. Girls Rock teaches young women to make music, but more than that, it teaches them confidence and creativity. Hannah Shaw is the director of operations. She's with us today. Also here to sing and chat with us, Emma Livingston. Emma is 13 years old. She's been attending Girls Rock for going on 3 years now, and she will be at the camp, which gets underway in July. Emma and Hannah, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
So Hannah, tell us about Girls Rock. What is it?
So Girls Rock NC is a nonprofit organization that seeks to empower girls and women to become creative and engaged members of the community. Our biggest program is Rock and Roll Camp for Girls, which is a one-week summer camp. And girls come together, learn how to play music, write an original song in a band, and then they perform their original music for the community at a local venue. So our programs are designed to encourage self-esteem and also to foster collaboration between girls. And we do this through mentorship of women and also through giving them a platform for creative expression.
And there's, of course, a lot of different ways you can do this: creativity, confidence, collaboration. Why rock?
Yeah, well, we believe that music is a really great place to start. Music gives girls a way that they can express themselves. It allows girls to have the freedom of just being a little bit wild and crazy and having their words heard. So a lot of the girls, when they come to the camp, they've never picked up an instrument or stood on a stage. And they come to us and they're very nervous the first day. And we encourage them the very first morning to just scream at the top of their lungs. That's the first activity that we do.
You encourage girls to scream?
We do. We encourage girls to be loud, and that when they first get there, they'll say, ah. And then by the end of it, they're rocking out, screaming their heads off. And so it's really all about giving girls a voice and giving them a place for their words to be heard.
Emma, what was it like for you the first time you went there?
Well, the first time I went to Girls Rock, I was really nervous, didn't know what to expect, but people made me feel really at home, and that first screaming activity, I was pretty taken away by it. And
do you scream, or did you kind of whisper the first time?
I'm pretty sure I more like whispered.
What did you expect? I mean, you were obviously closer to 10 years old the first time you went. Why did you go, and what were you thinking was going to happen?
Well, I had a couple of connections from friends who told me about it, and they said, it's so much fun, you have to go, you'll love it, because they knew I played music in the past. So I went, and I honestly thought it was just going to be like, eh, but it was amazing, and it taught me a lot. I didn't think it was just, you know, eh, but I thought that Girls Rock was going to be just another camp, but it really changed me.
And you have written songs since then. You'd been doing a little music before. Can I get you to play a song? Now, this is an original song you're going to
play, right? This song is called Girl, You Rock This World, and I wrote it for Girls Rock because Girls Rock inspired this song. Question you, yup, yup, yup. I say I believe in you, who I believe in me. He gets your courage up, girl, you rock this world. Get your courage up, girl, you rock.
Emma Livingston with an original song. She's going into her third year at Girls Rock NC. And and a little hip-hop beatbox in there along the way. Were you doing that before you got to Girls Rock? I don't think so.
Well, a family friend showed it to me when I was in about third grade, and I thought it was the most amazing thing ever. And I tried it out, and I wasn't too great at it, but I kept trying, and I was encouraged. And definitely when I got to Girls Rock, they were like, you have to put this in a song. Yeah. So they encouraged me to put it in a song.
You said it changed you over these past couple of years, mm-hmm. going into your third now. How? How did it change you?
Well, it definitely helped me with stage presence and being excited to do this kind of stuff. Before, I was like, I love the spotlight and I love being on stage, but I think it definitely made me more courageous on stage.
Yeah, Hannah, talk about that, because this rock is a male-dominated field, without any doubt, I would say. There are certainly women in rock, but when we think of it, you know, men come to mind, male performers. What's important about this, and how does it change women, young women?
Right. So I think that's a really great question. We're reaching these girls at such a pivotal age. We work with girls ages 7 to 16. And at this age, they're really processing a lot about image and identity, and a lot of that does come from the representations of girls and women that they see in our culture. I think you're absolutely right that music is a male-dominated field. Certainly, when you look to the media or music, you'll see, unfortunately, still women are not represented in leadership roles, as musicians, not even really represented having as much agency over their own lives. And so we are giving these girls kind of an alternate narrative to that. We're having them come in at a very young age and saying, you can do and be absolutely anything that you want to be, and you're not limited by your gender.
Emma said she was doing a little bit of music before she came in. How many of the girls do come in to Girls Rock with some musical experience?
You know, some of them do, but most of them don't. I mean, most 7-year-olds, they come in and we put a bass guitar in their arms and they're like, oh my gosh, how am I supposed to even hold this thing up? But it is really impressive. You would be amazed. By the end of the week, we have their showcases at large venues, Cat's Cradle, Motor Co., and they rock out on stage. I mean, every week of summer camp, we're thinking, how is it going to be possible that a group of girls who's never played music can come together and write an original song? But they always do, and it's always really impressive.
How about alums? Are there many people in the music scene now, or young women who can have careers in music, or at least do music locally and play out?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the great things about us going into our 10th year now. So we've actually got girls that have gone through the whole program who now are teen mentors. We have roles for them so that they can actually go through and mentor the younger girls after they've graduated the program. But we have several musicians that continue after Girls Rock.
Emma, I wonder if you notice when you go back to school after camp, the difference between girls who have some experience like this where they can be reinforced in their talent and somebody can say, hey, what you did on stage in front of everybody was great. That has an impact on somebody. And I wonder if you notice the difference when you go to school, you know, young women, girls your age, who just seem to lack that confidence.
I've definitely noticed that, the difference from school and then Girls Rock. And I've noticed a change in myself, too. When I go to school, I'm a little different. But I definitely see girls that I'm like, you could use Girls Rock, because I see girls first day on Monday, they're those kinds of girls that at school you're like, maybe you should go to Girls Rock. They'll help you. So,
what is it? So describe the week for me. I mean, what happens on day one, especially that first the first time you're there? I mean, obviously it's the same every year to some extent, but give me a sense of what the week is like.
Well, on Monday we all come in and sort of mingle for a little while, and then we do a couple activities where we get to be comfortable with ourselves, and that screaming activity that Hannah was talking about earlier. And then you get put in your bands and you go straight to work. There's different places where you go. There's band rooms, and then there's different activities. And just throughout the week, there's different places where you go.
Right. So how much of it, let me ask you this, Hannah, too. So you've got a lot of different activities. There's writing, there's performing. Do girls tend to sort themselves according to who really feels like they need to be on stage and who wants to work behind the scenes? Or how does that play out?
every single girl that comes to camp ends up on stage rocking out. We do offer lots of different workshops throughout the week. So it is using music as a vehicle for empowerment, but we also have many other things that we offer. We teach the girls about DIY clothes making. For instance, they get to screen print their own t-shirts. We do zine making and body confidence, self-defense, lots of different empowering workshops that are designed to encourage self-esteem with the girls. So all of the girls by the end of the week, even the ones who on Monday are saying, I can't do it, I can't go on stage, all of them are so thrilled to go share what they've created with the community.
Emma, I'm going to ask you, if I can, I know we didn't talk about this before, but maybe you can do it for us, because I know you've got two original songs you're ready to do, and I want you to play us out later with a cover that you've got, but maybe you could you do another original song for us now?
Of course. This song, I actually is never played it before in front of anyone, so here it goes. It's called Butterflies.
Emma Livingston with a WUNC exclusive.
Yes.
That's the first time on the radio, right? And the first time anywhere.
The first time ever in front of anybody. See, that is so powerful, Emma.
Wow.
That is awesome.
What was the inspiration for that song?
I think probably making new friends and talking to new people. You know, it was also a metaphor, I guess, kind of springtime, summer, butterflies. But also, I get really bad butterflies in my stomach. Actually, it's kind of a fun, it's exciting feeling. I also get that before I go on stage. I was just trying to put it into a song because I thought that I needed to let that out somehow. So,
well, you just said it's an exciting experience to have butterflies. I'm guessing the first time you had butterflies, it was not so exciting.
No, probably not.
And that's the thing, that you learn that being afraid, that being a little bit nervous, right, that being tense is not anything that can stop you. In fact, when you play with butterflies, sometimes it's even better.
That's exactly, yes, that's right.
And, of course, you can't learn that unless you have the opportunity to be on a stage and be in front of people who will support you all the way through the process.
Right, absolutely, yes.
Kind of part of the thing. So what do you think, Emma, music career for you? You going to do this?
Hopefully, if I get great shots like this with Girls Rock, I would definitely love to do this as future.
Yeah, you like to write songs?
I love writing songs.
Do you collaborate with other musicians and play out anywhere?
Well, I mean, the only real kind of stuff like that I've done is with my band at Girls Rock. We always collaborate different things with the other girls, you know, have other experience or not, but they still can help. But a lot of my friends, some of my friends play music and they're like, let's jam sometime. So, I mean, that happens sometimes.
You haven't gotten any gigs yet?
I actually have. I've done a lot with Girls Rock. I've done about 7 different gigs with Girls Rock, and we've done different festivals in Durham and Raleigh, and so they've given me that opportunity.
You talked about, Hannah, the importance of confidence building for young women. You know, we think now these days that there are very few barriers for women when it comes to occupations and all that. Is it still important to build? Is there? Do you think there's a need, and why?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of our camper bands said it really well a couple years ago. We had a camper band where their lyrics to their chorus were, 44 presidents and none of them are girls. So I think that the girls, even at this young age, they know that they've got real obstacles. And I think that the women who are involved in volunteering for these programs and the girls are all just interested in working together to kind of undermine some of those issues and to present another option where girls are not limited.
I want to thank you both for being on the program. Hannah Shaw, the director of operations at Girls Rock. Emma Livingston, a singer and a songwriter and attendee of Girls Rock NC. And I'm going to ask you to play us out. And I know you've got a story about this song. So first, I'm going to say that this is North Carolina Public Radio, that it's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Emma Livingston, tell us about this song.
This song is a cover by Zella Day. She lives in Arizona. She's a teenage girl. I was inspired by her. She plays some of the same music style I play, and I was always inspired by her songs, so I thought I should learn this one because I actually own some red pants, and the song is called Red Pants. So. Oh, I don't feel groovy till I put my red pants on. Wow, ooh, yeah. And the blues, they don't really seem to move me till I put my red pants. That's my dream, oh please, that's connection through the little things. Oh, sweet honey, please. Whoa, oh, that smile from inside, it will sway me side to side, make a lot of sound, bounce around. You'll be up and never out. La da di da da, la da di da da da, la da di da da da. Whoa, oh, I don't feel groovy till I put my tube socks on. Put my tube socks. That's my dream, oh please. That's connection through the little things. Oh, sweet honey, please. Whoa, oh, that smile from inside, it will sway me side to side, make a lot of sound, bounce around. You'll be